U.S. and British officials deny there's any disagreement between their governments over security arrangements in Iraq after June 30th, but statements by British and American officials over the past 24 hours suggest there are some differences. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports that both governments acknowledge there's a lack of clarity on the issue.
Yesterday, British Prime Minister Tony Blair said that after June 30th, Iraqis should have the final say over major operations by the U.S.-led multinational force in Iraq. Hours later, Secretary of State Colin Powell said that the multinational force will coordinate with the Iraqis.
Ultimately, however, if it comes down to the United States Armed Forces protecting themselves or in some way accomplishing their mission in a way that might not be in total consonance with what the Iraqi interim government might want to do at a particular moment in time, U.S. forces remain under U.S. command and will do what is necessary to protect themselves.
That statement immediately prompted a wave of reports of a split between the coalition allies. Today, Prime Minister Blair tried to put that notion to rest before the British House of Commons. He said both governments agree that the multinational force will stay in Iraq only with Iraqi consent, and that the interim government will have authority for strategic decisions.
Of course, once strategic decisions have been made, the running of any operation is under the multinational force and the commanders of that force, and there is no question, not merely of US, but of UK troops not being able to protect themselves or their lives being put at risk or being under anything other than US and UK command.
Blair did not clarify what would happen if the interim Iraqi government objected to an operation that the multinational force deemed imperative. At the U.S. Central Command briefing today in Baghdad, General Mark Kimmett suggested that Iraqi forces might be able to opt out of the operation, as other partners in the coalition force have the right to do.
It could very well be that that is the same structure that is determined to work best in terms of the relationship between the Iraqi forces and the multinational forces.
That does not address what would happen if the interim government opposed an operation launched without Iraqi participation. U.S. officials say they hope to resolve such issues in close consultations with Iraq's interim government once it is constituted. Again, General Kimmett.
These are what are going to be hammered out over the days and weeks ahead, with an eye towards making sure that we have a solid, understood chain of command between the multinational forces and the Iraqi security forces as part of that broad partnership that we will take forward from 1 July on.
The decisions that emerge from that consultative process will be watched closely by members of the UN Security Council. They are considering a draft resolution on Iraq, circulated by Britain and the United States on Monday. The resolution would endorse the transfer of power in Iraq and the continuing presence of a multinational force to provide security. France, Germany, and Russia already have expressed concern that the resolution does not give Iraq enough real sovereignty, especially in matters of security. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.